Thank you for calling Crafty Video Membership. My name is Joe. May I please have your email address?
Yes. Star, S-T-A-R-R, E-M-I-L-I-E, at gmail.com.
All right, ma'am. I do apologize, but I didn't understand what you said when you began to speak. Could you repeat it for me?
Slowly, right? Okay. S-T-A-R-R.
You said S-T-A-R-R?
Yeah, like star with two R's.
Okay.
And then E-M-I-L-I-E.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
All right, verify the name and the address.
Okay, Star Knickerberg, 928 Daffodil Avenue, Northeast, Orting, O-R-T-I-N-G, Washington, 98360.
All right, thank you for that. I see that you got a premium annual active membership that will be ending on May 10th, 2021. How can I help you?
Okay. I have two accounts. I got one for my son for half a year. That's the one on May 10th. I would like to cancel that one.
So this one here is what you want to cancel?
Yeah, the one that renews on May 10th that said it was $43.71 when I bought it.
Let's see. Yeah, it was $43.
Okay. I want to cancel that one because mine was due on January 19th, which was already charged.
Okay, so what is yours?
My order, and I can't figure it out, what is your annual premium membership? How much does it cost?
$79.99.
Well, I'm being charged $131, and I don't understand why.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I see the 131 is on this account. So that's why I asked, did you have a different account?
Well, I can show you. I don't know why I'm, okay. There was one that I did May 10th, 2020 for $43.71.
That's what I'm looking at now.
Yes, they had that. It was my son's, okay? But before that, I'd been charged $131, and I don't know why. And they've already charged my account January 19th.
On what email address was that?
I don't know. Okay, let's try another email address. S-T-A-R-R-K-B-E-R-G at yahoo.com.
Okay, I didn't find anything up under that one.
Okay. So, the order number on January 19th, can I give you that order number? You can look it up.
I mean, I see the large man for the $131.16 of this, which you're trying to get me to see.
Right.
I see the charge, so I'm trying to figure out how did you get this charge.
I don't know, but they've been charging me $131 for several years, and I don't understand why if it's only 90 or 80.
Well, now, that's our price. Mm-hmm. You know, that's when you see Blueprint.
Okay, yeah.
Why you got that charge. But it looks like
right.
On... And see, the same thing happened last year.
I know.
On January the 18th, you was charged $131.16.
Right.
And then on May 10th, you was charged $43.71.
Correct. So I don't know when yours came on last year, but I know they had a thing, you have yours, and then you can add another one for like $39.99, which came to $43.16 or $71. And I got that for my son for half a year or for a year, whatever it was. But I shouldn't be charged $131 anymore, should I?
I don't know why you've been charged $131 when your renewal is not until May. I mean, I don't see the reason why you should be charged this time anyway. I mean, I get the $131 because that was their price, but I mean, it's like you're paying almost it's like you're paying twice in 1 year, and I don't understand why.
I don't either. I think for a while it was you pay more and then you get four classes free a year or something. I don't know why. Anyway, but I want to cancel. I just want to pay the $79.99, which I've already overpaid in January this year.
Yeah.
Because I already paid in January. And I should have only paid $80. I paid $130.
Okay, so your son, he has an account too, and then you have an account?
No, I bought one for him, just an extra one. That was the May 2020. That $43 was to buy him one because I had a half off.
And what email address did you use?
For him?
Yes, what was the email address?
Oh, golly, golly. Just a second. It should be gavinob@gmail.com.
All right, let's see. Yeah, I'm not even able to even find that.
Okay, then do gavinob1@gmail.com.
gavinob1@gmail.
Right.
Okay, now that one I did find.
Okay.
Okay, let's see here.
And that was the May. That was the May of last year.
So. Okay. So this here is the membership.
I want to cancel.
Okay.
That's the one that's due May.
Yeah, this has already been canceled. It looks like. It says free 45. Well, no. I take that back. This was a gift membership, looks like.
Right, it was.
Yeah, so it's going to expire automatically on May 10th, so you don't have to do anything with this one. It's going to expire automatically. So what I'm going to do. I'm sorry. So I'm going to put in. Hold on one moment.
Is this fun or what?
I know, right?
Yeah, and then you get to go home and do taxes.
Hold on one moment. All right, give me one moment, ma'am. Just a moment.
Okay, that's fine. This is my crafting membership. Somehow it got all goofy.
Do you have one for
Gavin? I gave him one. They had one because then he could do all those cooking classes and things that he was doing all the time. He could do them when he was gone, you know.
Yeah.
So I thought, and it was like half off for a year, and I thought, okay, this would be fun for him. You know, they had classes for little kids, all kinds of stuff, and then Brittany could look at the craft class.
Okay, ma'am. Hold on now.
Yep.
So let me ask you this question. So did you get your membership and did you get your son's membership both in May?
No, I just paid for his last May. I've had a membership since they started not having separate memberships. since they started the premium, I've had it the entire time. I've had it for like 4 years or something.
Okay.
And then they said 1 year they were changing it, and it was going to be more money, but that's when they gave you 4 free classes. But then every time I look at your stuff, that's only $80 instead of $130, and I can figure it out. I thought maybe there was a different kind of membership I was getting, and I was still getting free classes, but I'm not sure.
All right, let's see here.
Because you guys have been only doing this, what, like 6 months?
Yes, ever since September.
Yeah. Which I'm really happy you guys took it over. I really am. I really love these classes.
Okay, ma'am. So this is what I'm going to do, ma'am.
Okay.
Because this is a whole bunch of confusion. Do you hear me?
I know. That's just why I'm glad you're doing it. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So this is what we're going to do, ma'am. I am just, let me see. Hold on one moment. Wait. All right, just give me one because I'm trying to figure out which way I'm going to go with this, okay? So okay. Just bear with me, okay? I'm so sorry, ma'am.
Not a problem.
All right. Okay, so this is what we're going to do, ma'am.
Okay.
Now, you told me that you wanted to cancel the membership. Well, first of all, you're going to get your $131.16 back, so don't worry about that. I'm going to put the request in for that now, so give me one moment, because I don't know. Yeah, that was blueprint price, so hold on a moment. So let me go ahead on and put your request in for that now. Okay. Or what I could do, but no, I don't want to do that, because if I do that, you could be missing a few months, because February, March, April, May. If we go that route, you're going to be missing like 3 months, and I don't want you to miss any of your months because you actually paid for the membership, so I don't want you to miss any months. So we're not going to discuss that route. So, what we're going to do, I'm going to put in a request.
You just think about it in your mind.
Well, now we could go that route, and then once you get refunded, and once they cancel your subscription, you could sign back up for $2.49 for the entire year.
What? Well, do I lose any of the classes?
You will never lose any of your classes, no ma'am.
Okay.
But if but now if we do that, you're gonna be losing like a few months on your membership.
Okay, but I don't understand. Why am I losing?
Because technically your membership doesn't expire until May the 10th. So if we cancel this membership now, you won't have access to the classes. You will only have access to the classes that you bought. But once they cancel the membership, we can then turn around and re-sign you up for $2.49. If that makes sense, what I just said.
Yeah, but the problem is I already paid in January. I paid $131.
No, we're not talking about the $131 because you're gonna get a refund back for that. See, I put the request in already, so you're gonna get the $131.16 back.
Okay.
See, that you're gonna get back.
Okay, then if I cancel the one in May, that cancels both of them. But can I cancel it now and start it again tomorrow, or can you automatically start it for me tomorrow for the $249 or whatever it is?
It won't be. I won't be able to start you for the $249. I can't do that until they refund your money, which is going to take like 3 to 5 business days. But in the meanwhile, you'll still have access to everything. You won't lose anything. Well, the only thing that you're going to lose is from February to May, but then you're going to sign right back up for $249. So really, you won't be losing anything at all, basically. But it's however you want to do it, because I'm going to let you decide.
When you send the $131, that cancels the membership? Is that what you're telling me?
I can cancel the membership, or I cannot cancel the membership. If I cancel the membership, then you're signed back up for $249. Or if I don't cancel the membership, you're going to have access until May. Then in May, you can sign up for $249, if that makes sense.
Okay, let's do it. I have access until May, and then I sign back up $249.
Gotcha. Okay, we'll do it like that then. Because I want you to decide on how to do it. Okay, hold on one moment.
Yeah. I've got several trips I'm taking, and I like to have this when I take trips.
But now the thing about it though, you still wouldn't lose any access at all, because once you realize that your $131 has been refunded, that's when you could be able to sign back up for $249.
Okay, it's just $2.49 for the year.
And that'll be for an entire year, yes.
Wow, that's kind of weird.
Yes, ma'am. But if you're more comfortable with going with this route, and I can guarantee you, ma'am, in May we're gonna still have a special. So, I mean, it may be $1.99 in May, so it's $2.49 now. So, could be 99 cents in May for the entire year. I don't know, but
okay,
we'll just go this route, and then, but not because see the thing about it, I'm gonna turn off your automatic renewal, that you don't get charged the $43 again either. Okay.
Good. Yeah.
All right. Hold on.
I don't think my son, he's not going on the trips and things right now, so I don't think he's using it anyway this year. So. I mean, he'll use it till May.
Does not expire until May 2021. Okay, so now put the request in for your refund, and now I'm turning off the automatic renewal that you don't get charged the $43. So you'll never get charged $131.16 again. And then you'll never get charged $43.71 again. Okay.
Right.
All right. Yep. So give me one moment. And then when May gets here, you just call us up and say, "Hey, listen, Joe told me about the deal y'all had for $249, and I want it, and please give it to me." Okay.
Okay. All right. So from now until May, I don't have a subscription.
Oh, no, you have one. You still have one.
Oh.
Yeah. See, you still have your subscription. It's not going to expire until May 10th.
Oh, okay. Then I'm good.
Give me one moment. Customer's charge.
Because I'm sure they're going to send me all these reminders you want to sign up again and all that stuff.
Yes, ma'am. Yep. Well, now once I turn the automatic renewal off, you won't receive an email about that. But if you could just mark it on your calendar to just give us a call or something like that, that'll be fine.
I know, but they're going to send me things and it's going to say, oh, your subscription is expiring. You know, do you want to sign up with us again? Even though it's not automatic renewal, they'll do that. Your marketing button to do that because they want to keep people on. So.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, trust me, I'm getting tons of those things every day from companies. But they're not fun like Crafty is.
until May 2021. Okay.
I'm fun today, aren't you, Joe?
I know, right?
This is your brain teaser to make sure your brain stays in, you know, and active while we're having some good stuff. Because this is good. You can probably work from home. This is a plus.
Oh, yeah, definitely. All right, customer charge $131.16, and our membership was expired until May of 2021. All right, so that way your membership will still be intact, and then you get your refund back of the $131.16. Okay.
Yep.
All
now,
right.
With this membership, you don't get 4 free classes a year, do you?
No, ma'am. Not with this one, you don't. No,
okay.
Ma'am.
Just wondered. I mean, some things have changed, some haven't. So,
yes,
just
ma'am.
Thought I'd check. Okay, Joe. Thank you so much. We're just
ma'am. No, thank you for your patience. I appreciate it. I really do.
No problem. You have a great day.
You too, ma'am. Is there anything else that I can do for you?
No. You can drop 20 pounds for me. I'd be happy. But
I know, right? All right. Well, I want to. Yes, ma'am. It has. You know, it just got to get better. I think it's gonna get better. It is.
I sure hope so.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, if there's nothing else, I want to thank you for calling Crafty Video Membership, and I want you to have a great day. You stay safe and you stay healthy. Okay.
Okay. You too.
All right.
Have a great
thank
week.
You, ma'am. You too.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye.